to Miami.
This is the Mark Hochman Show with Zach Krantz on 560 QAM.
Ladies and gentlemen, here in New York City, anything goes. You can now walk around smoking weed, and all they're going to do if they see you smoking the weed is write you a ticket. Unfortunately, the ticket will be to a Jets game.
Do what?
It.
Oh.
What's it?
It.
Oh.
It.
All right. Man, this 3 hours has flown by, partly because I'm watching Andy King through the glass, and that's like watching a sitcom today. He's dealing with so much stuff. And we were just talking during the commercial break. You know that live Peter Pan is tonight, right?
That's
on NBC. And it stars, Peter Pan is played by Allison Williams, who is Brian Williams' daughter.
You know, I thought it was the girl that we had on our pregame show a couple weeks ago.
Allison Williams from the Marlins broadcast?
Yeah.
By the way, speaking of broadcast, the Panthers broadcast tonight on our radio station, Randy Moeller, the Red Deer, out sick, right? He's got laryngitis.
He's got the flu.
So Craig Minervini.
Wow.
Craig DeGeorge from Wrestling Days.
That's right.
Minnie in the Midday. Craig Minervini is going to do the play-by-play for the Florida Panthers tonight.
How's everything going with you, Jace?
Right here on 560 QAM. Omar Kelly is joining us here. Omar Kelly writes for the Sun Sentinel, and he covers the Dolphins, and we love
having him on.
How come
Omar's not calling the game tonight?
How come you're not calling the Panthers game tonight, Omar?
I can name one Panthers player, maybe.
It was funny because Randy Moeller on our very radio station, I love the Panthers, but I don't know much about the players. I go to a lot of games, and I watch them on TV, and I listen to them on the radio. And when we were doing the NHL draft special here on 560, Moeller calls me one night, about 2 months before the draft special, and he goes, "Hey, Hawk, how would you like to host the show with me, and we'll do the draft?" And I said, "Moeller, I will be exposed in 20 seconds as not knowing a thing about the NHL. Certainly the draft with everybody coming out of Europe and Eastern Europe." So I think you could have
been the first person to say, Aaron Ekblad.
Ekblad!
You know?
You got Ekblad.
Well, the one thing I love about hockey was how accommodating they were. Because when I first got here at the Sun Sentinel, I used to have to fill in for and cover hockey every once in a while. And the players were so, and the coaches were so nice and so caring about the fact that you just didn't really know much or understand much. Whereas in an NFL locker room, they wouldn't put up with that crap.
No.
Yeah, that is kind of cool. So they would help you out. They knew that you didn't know as much about you needed to know, and you could tell them that, and then they would help you out?
Absolutely. No question about it. And I'm sure they're still that same way.
That's really cool.
They roll out the red carpet and they try to help you understand things that you don't understand. And you know, they do it to be fair, the Dolphins do it now. If I have a question, I generally know who I can go to help explain something to me. And they do a good job with that. Just on a general basis, that wouldn't fly in most locker rooms.
That's kind of cool to hear. Omar Kelly is with us from the Sun Sentinel. So tonight, I'm imagining you're probably going to be watching Bears and Cowboys, but is there any chance you'll flip over to NBC and watch Peter Pan live?
No, not a chance. I don't even think I'll be watching Bears and Cowboys. I'm basically doing work and then doing Scandal and keeping it moving.
Oh, everybody loves Scandal that show. Thursday, huh? I gotta start watching that. Everybody raves.
You're missing
that
out. That's
show.
A good show.
It is an amazing show. No, Scandal's done for the winter season, so we're on hiatus. Oh,
did you just tease me? I thought it was tonight.
No Scandal.
No, we had the winter finale. You know, now shows are doing like winter and spring seasons.
It's so confusing nowadays with TV. You don't know when, and everything's on demand, so you just watch it when
you
want.
Point.
Haloti Ngata being out, and I was just reading the quote from him about it, and I felt sad for him now. But for a Dolphins fan, that's unbelievably good news.
Don't feel sad for him, because you know what? In reality, if he needed Adderall, it would have been as easy as going to see a doctor for 15 minutes to get a prescription.
So you think he knew it was a banned drug, or you think he just took a drug?
I think the new thing to do in the NFL now is if you get busted for PED, say I took Adderall. So I don't believe anybody who says they took Adderall. Oh.
Interesting. I didn't realize that.
Most people, there are tons of Dolphins players who take Adderall, and it's approved. Because it's easy to get approved.
If you have a prescription, it's approved.
If you have a prescription, and all you got to do is go to the doctor and say, I'm having focus issues. Can you help me out? Or I'm struggling with paying attention or concentration. Man, it's not that hard. Or, you know, predisposed to ADD. It's not that hard. So it's an approved drug if you can get, if you can have a prescription for it, and to go through the process of getting it approved. Anybody in the NFL who uses it without it being approved by the NFL, you're just an idiot or using it as an excuse.
So I should not feel bad for Haloti Ngata. All right.
Nah.
Well, I'm glad you just unburdened me a little bit. I've got other things that I need to feel bad about. Not that. Is it raining out in Miami? I just saw on CBS4, the guy was doing a live shot. Is it raining out? I had no idea.
We don't have any windows.
Yeah, it was raining when I got home. I'm not sure if it's still raining. But Haloti Ngata not playing is a huge, huge benefit to the Dolphins. I mean, it's like hitting the lotto. Because he would probably be one of the top five toughest players that they would have to face against Baltimore. Last year against Baltimore, they held the Dolphins to 22 rushing yards. You know what happens when the Dolphins become drastically one-dimensional. So it definitely helps you, but you're still, from a physicality standpoint, in my mind, this is probably going to be the toughest opponent that you face all season.
And we're not overstating it. This is an unbelievably important game Sunday.
You know how you guys ask me if this is a must-win all the time?
This one is?
This one is. If you want to make the play, now you don't have to win if the playoffs isn't that important to you. You don't have to win, but if you want to make the playoffs, this is a must-win. One of these two teams, in my mind, is gonna end up with 10 wins and get to the playoffs. It could be the Dolphins. It could be the Ravens. We don't know. Fortunately for the Dolphins, they finished with three of the final four games at home. Season sets up pretty well for them, especially since the Jets suck. And, you don't have to beat the Patriots in New England to get to the playoffs. Now, would it be great if you beat the Patriots and swept them for the first time in forever? Sure, but you don't need to if you take care of Baltimore.
Now, does Omar Kelly think the Dolphins are a playoff team?
No, I actually wrote a column about that earlier this week. I don't believe, and it's hard. And consider this. Let me preface this. You know, I've said to you all season, this is a good team. They are a good team. They have talent. They're probably the deepest offense team I've ever covered. There isn't many needs. Yes, certainly they could use a cornerback right now, but they're a team that doesn't have many needs. They're really stocked at a lot of positions. Talent is everywhere. I like the offense. I like the defense. However, saying that, there's a next level that you got to get to in terms of offensive efficiency, production, rushing, big plays, third down efficiency, red zone efficiency, and they're just not there yet. I can't see it, and I don't see them shifting from gear three, which they've been in forever, to gear four. I don't see it just happening all of a sudden, click, and it's there. And then defensively, they're just they're leaking right now. They're leaking oil, and it's hard to sit here and say that it's going to get all better when Cortland Finnegan comes back, considering you've given up like 470 rushing yards in the past 2 weeks. Now, before that, you gave up 176 to three opponents, but you're taking on leaks right now, and you got to patch that up.
7 minutes ago, you tweeted out, I'm joining the Mark Hockman and Zach Krantz show right now, but you tagged Zach Krantz and you did not tag me. Why is that?
Because you know what? It's easy to find people you tag when you follow them, and I've never followed you, and I always feel bad about that, and I always say right after I'm finished my interview,
I'm going to unfollow you right now.
Don't block Omar. Don't block him.
I'm muting him.
He will be back if he unfollows.
I can't believe that you tagged him and not me.
I always
what
say,
a slight,
when I,
man.
When I, when I tweet it out, I always say, you know what? I really need to find Mark Hochman's address and follow it, because you know how it is. It comes up when you follow that person. But if you don't follow that person and you might tag the wrong person, it's very uncomfortable when you tag the wrong person.
Plus, I got a Z in my name. There's probably not that many people he follows.
He spelled
Z.
My name properly. Yeah. That's my damn Twitter handle.
I know.
It's pretty cold, Omar.
I can't believe you interrupted my question for that.
I'm putting it in right now, and Mark Hochman, are you wearing a suit?
Yes, I am wearing a suit. I'm pretending to be a journalist in that picture because
I was so mad at you this week.
Omar, that was not me. It was not my fault.
It was your fault.
I was bamboozled.
It doesn't matter.
No. You didn't hear the radio show. You didn't hear the show. The headline was wrong. I never said what was attributed to me. I don't want to revisit this anyway.
We're not going to talk about that.
I apologized, honestly, to Ira Winderman when he came in here because I said, you're a real journalist. I was not pretending to be a journalist. I know I'm not a journalist. I don't want to break stories. And I apologize to you, and I apologize to Alex Marvez, who, hey, you could argue whether he's a journalist or not. But regardless, I apologize to him as well. I honestly, that was nothing that I did intentionally, and I felt awful about it.
Here's the thing that people don't understand. Like, I'm dealing with two rumors right now that I got to dig up and investigate. The amount of times that you have to dig through rumors and speculations and innuendos and people's opinions that this is happening and it's not, that actually turn out to be true, it's probably 1 out of 20.
Right.
So if I'm out there putting out all the 20 things that I've heard or said that aren't true, it's inaccurate, and it's going to do my industry a disservice. So I try not to say anything that I do not know or cannot confirm or unequivocally have more than multiple sources on saying this is the reality. You know, I hear stuff about the Canes all the time. And because I'm not down there, I do not put any of that stuff out unless I'm absolutely certain that it's 100% positive. And when a situation is so hot and so fragile like the University of Miami is right now, good God, they're so fragile. You can't whistling Dixie. You can't put that stuff out there. You just can't, because everybody who wants it to be true is going to take it, light a fire to it, and burn down the house.
That's exactly what happened. I will give you just the slightest explanation is when I went on the air, I said, hey, I'm going to share with you a conversation I just had with somebody, and you can determine whether you think it's true or not.
Can't do that.
But I do a talk show. I'm not a journalist.
You are a journalist.
I am not. I am a guy who plays radio game shows called Baltimore or Balti Less.
You have a radio, and that's what the thing. I heard your conversation before that. You have a radio show. You have a platform to be on the air, formulating opinions and steering opinions, and that is a journalist. You have to treat yourself with a different level of accountability than everybody else.
I disagree. I am a professional clown. I have no opinion. When I used to be a music DJ, I used to make up the weather. Every time that I had to do a weather report, I would make up the weather because I didn't care if I was right or wrong.
Those people in Belgrade are still mad at you for that. That's unbelievable. I don't even know where to go now after that.
We're actually out of time.
Actually, I can break news. Omar Kelly likes me better than Mark Hochman. That's why he
does that on Twitter. No, he has followed me now on Twitter.
Well, then I'm blocking him.
Omar, I'm being 100% honest. I apologize to journalists because I was not trying to troll on the radio. And I was, I mean, obviously, I want as many people to listen to me as possible, but yeah. I wouldn't do it through those means. In 24 years of doing radio, I've never broken news. I never will break news. Yeah. I am not going to break news. I don't mind being sixth. Like, no one's going to – I made this the point. No one's ever going to tune to Mark Hochman to hear breaking news. I know that. That's not the niche I've carved.
You're supposed to be plugged in, and that's where people took what you said for face value. And I heard it, and I heard the conversation with Joe Zagacki, and I can understand. And we are. Journalists are upset at you. We are.
No, they should be. They should be. Except that I didn't do what journalists are accusing me of doing.
Okay. We're just going to let it ride.
I didn't do it.
Listen, let's just hope that, because we all know Al Golden's going nowhere. We all know that he's not going to be forced to fire D'Onofrio. I've heard so many bad things about how toxic things have gotten over there. I wish him the best of luck in his final season, and I wish their athletic director the best of luck in his final season.
Wow.
Because you know what? If you're going to let this, you're going to let University of Miami become just a mediocre, no standard having the fat girl at the club, then more power to you. But the next president of the university, he's probably going to come in here and he's going to clean house and he's going to have every reason to.
Well, that's obviously where the anger comes from, Hurricanes fans, because 6-6, I was making this point, I know we're up against break, 6-6 is not a disaster. You know,
no, it is a disaster. But,
I mean, that's what I said.
Like, it's an average team. And I know it's not an average team. Well,
with the talent that you had, With the talent that you had, which is unequivocally, and you'll find out how much talent they had when they get to the draft and how many players make it to the NBA, NFL, and probably how many guys transfer from that school and go on to play at other places because there's a lot of kids that are unhappy there. With the talent that you had on that team, you had no reason to lose. You at the least should have been an 8-8 team. And we all know that you should have beaten the five Virginia and you should have beaten Pittsburgh to at least make your season respectable.
You've been 8-4 team, not 8-4.
Yeah, you should, I'm sorry, 8-4 team. You should have at least beaten your final two opponents to make your season respectable, but your players have quit on you. And why have they quit on you? That's the critical question that people associated with the University of Miami have to look into. They have to investigate, why have the players quit on Al Golden and his staff? Why do they not trust Al Golden and his staff? And if they don't look into those issues and address them, then everybody's acceptable, accepting the fact that we're either going to be a mediocre program or the next president's going to come in here and clean house, because the problem is likely not going to get better.
Omar Kelly from the Sun Sentinel, from one journalist to another, thank you for carving out some time for us here on the radio.
Who's the other journalist to Omar?
Oh, my God. So the journalists were cursing
shame,
me out.
It was not what I intended.
You want to be an entertainer, but you're not. You're a journalist.
No, I'm not a journalist.
You're a journalist.
Incorrect.
You are not.
Incorrect. You are factually incorrect.
Listen, you formulate opinions about sports. You have an outlet that 99% of the world does not have, especially when it comes to South Florida sports. You are one of me, my brethren. You are a journalist, and you have to treat it with respect.
I can't. I play games like McBob, McRib, or Mick Jagger. I have zero respect for this medium. I got to go, Omar. Andy's freaking out, and we're up against a break. But I love talking to you, so thank you for making time for us.
All right, guys.
All right. That is my fellow journalist, Omar Kelly, from the Sun Sentinel. I don't know. He says I'm a journalist. I don't think I'm a journalist. All right. More Dolphins talk. Steve Berline also. He's going to be on the call for the Dolphins game on Sunday. He's coming up around 6:30.